Okay, today's a big day. Today is the day we start Bava Basra. So the first mission of Mishnah Aleph and Bava Basra starts off and says, Hashutfin, your partners, Shiratzu Lasos Mechitza, and they want to build a wall, Bechatzer, in the courtyard that they both own. So what do? Bonin Es HaKosa Be'emsa. They build it in the middle. Makom, and then the Mishnah goes on to say, Makom Shinagu Livnos Gvil, in a place where they would build a wall and a chatzir from stones that aren't hewn or anything. So then that's how it should be done. If the minhag is to make them from gazis, stones that are hewn, that are smoothed off, so that's what they should do. If the minhag is to make them from kafisin, from half bricks, so that's what they should do. And if the minhag is to make them from levanim, full bricks, so then that's what they should do. The Mishnah says, bonim hakol k'minhag medina. Everything is made in the way that area, in whatever the minhag, whatever the tradition is in that area. Big veal. So let's say they make it of unhewn, touched stones, fully natural stones. Zeh nosin shlosha tefachim. This one's going to put three tefachim worth of stones. A tefach is a fist length, so three fist lengths high. Zeh nosin shlosha tefachim, and this one's going to give three tefachim. Because this, if they use hewn, smoothed off stones, so zeh nosin tefchaim umechza. Vizanos and Tifchaim Umexa. This one's going to do 2.5 tefach. And this one's going to do 2.5 tefach. Bik Fisin. If they use half bricks. So then Zanos and Tifchaim. Vizanos and Tifchaim. This one's going to do 2 tefach. And this one's going to do 2 tefach. Bilavanim. And with bricks, Zanos and Tefach umechza, v'zanos in tefach umechza. This one's going to do a tefach and a half, and that one's going to do a tefach and a half. Lefikach, im nafal goza of the wall, ends up falling down for whatever reason. Hamakom v'havanim shel shneim. The place and the stones belong to both of them. V'chein begina, and the same is true with a garden. Makom shenagu, this is Mishnah Beis. So Mishnah Beis says, V'chein begina, the same shoe with the garden. Makom shenagu ligdor. If the minhag in that place is to make a fence around it, so then mechayvin also, then they both have to take part in making a fence around the garden. Of a bibika, in a valley, Makom shenagu shelo ligdor, ein mechayvin also. If the minhag is that people don't make fences, so you don't have to force them to take part in the paying for it, in the building of this fence. Elaim wrote say, but if they want, kones, if one person wants to build a fence, so then kones lesoch shelo, he'll go into his own field, ubonev also chazis mibuchotz, and he'll build the wall in his field, and he'll make some sort of chazis, he'll make some sort of simon, some sort of hacker, some sort of sign to say that this is his and it's on his property, surrounding his field on the outside, to show other people from the outside looking in that it's his, it's on his property, surrounding his field. He owns it, he built it. The fikach, therefore, im nafal koso, if that wall were to fall down, hamakom v'avanim shelo. The place of the wall and the stones of the wall all belong to him. But im asu medashneim, if they build a wall from both, with both of their consents, with both of their money, with both of their resources, bonin es hakosa be'emsa, they have to build it in the middle between their two fields, v'osin chazis mekan, and they should put some sort of simon, some sort of hecker, some sort of sign acknowledging that it's both of their walls and sitting between their two fields. The fikach, therefore, im nafal koso, if it were to fall down, hamakom, the place where the wall is sitting, v'avanim, and the stones of the wall, shel shneim, belong to both of them.